Lauren, what's your story today?
Well, you thought mice were gross, Mary. You're not going to like this one.
Oh, man.
So we have like every form of milk these days, right? Oat milk, almond milk,
coconut soy milk.
Coconut milk. Well, the latest version of milk is also being considered one of the next superfoods. Cockroach milk.
Oh, no. Now, that's silliness.
Oh, man.
How do you milk a cockroach?
Honestly, I thought there's no way. But they do provide a milk-like fluid that feeds their young. So I'm going to try and avoid the disturbing.
Why, Lauren, why?
Because it's Friday. I didn't feel like looking too far.
Well, I have a feeling you had to look pretty deep for that.
It was so many of the stories like end up being the same if you just kind of look for like funny or odd news, and everyone has the same stuff. But this one's new. I couldn't even tell you like the actual species name, Diplopurta punctata, something like that. Anyways, the milk from them could be 3 times more nutritious than a cow's milk. So they think that the milk possesses remarkable health benefits. Researchers have highlighted that it's rich in proteins, fats, and sugars, making it one of the most nutrient-dense substances on the planet. So it's being studied for its potential to provide those valuable nutrients and how it can play a role in future food innovations, obviously kind of looking into how we can sustain more of our food products, things like that. Yes, God, I don't want to say some of these words. They found that the yellowish substance crystallized inside the stomachs of the cockroach's offspring when fed to them, and it revealed that it contains 3 times the calories of buffalo milk, previously the most calorie-rich of mammals in their milk. So they've also found it has proteins, amino acids, healthy sugars to help with cell growth and repair. So, yeah, but don't worry. It's not yet available for human consumption, the biggest barrier being production.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Oh, my gosh.
What's your story, Mary?
No one's going to buy it either.
Can you imagine trying that?
I mean,
I know Kevin tries everything. Would you even try that?
No,
yeah,
no.
I didn't think so.
No. Oh, my gosh. Okay, lighter side, even though this isn't, it's What's With Day. It's Friday. So, you know how we always have these words of the year where they come out, like, what was it, demure, the last one? Brain rot, we've had that. Transparent during COVID. I'm making up my own because I have heard this so many times in the last week alone. Community. Everything. Have you heard community in every speech that was on the Oscars? Community. You know, we are a community. Da, 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 da. And then I'm reading, I am ashamed to say, my art magazine, which is a wonderful magazine, by the way. The articles in it are fantastic.
For the art community?
AARP.
A-A-R-P.
Oh,
thank you.
Art.
ARP with a P.
Talk about
well,
the old people magazine.
I read the old people magazine, which, you know, it really isn't anymore. And
Mary, I got to tell you, every person they put on the cover is just turned 50 or 51.
I know. And, you know, they can get everything, you know, discount and all that. Well, they were doing an interview with Roseanne Cash, and she was a very interesting person, and she was talking about community. I'm like, what is going on? The word is like, has anybody else noticed that, or is it just me?
I have not noticed that.
Did you watch the Oscars?
I think it's because the nation is so divided that our little groups are communities, you know? You find... Maybe that's what it is.
Or bigger groups, because they were talking a lot about unions and all that kind of stuff as a community, and SAG, you know, they were talking about that all the time. So I don't know, but I bet you any money that's going to be the 2025 word of the year.
Interesting. And Roseanne Cash is very cool.
Yeah, she is. She is really interesting.
She is. She tells it like she thinks it. She doesn't care how people receive it, which you got to appreciate about people. Much like her dad in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, what do you have for us?
Lisa, you like crunchy or puffed Cheetos? Where do
crunchy,
you
please. Crunchy, flamin'.
Yes, something flamin'. Good.
Yeah, crunchy. I might need your help here, Lauren, because this is a Cheeto Pokemon story.
Oh, I've seen
it. A Cheeto shaped like the beloved Pokemon Charizard. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Charizard has sold at auction for a total of, Lisa, any guesses?
$10,000.
$10,000, Mayor?
What?
Lauren.
5,000.
5,000, Lauren. You said you saw this story already?
I did.
Okay. So it is a Cheeto in the shape of beloved Pokemon Charizard, sold for a total cost of $87,000.
Nuts.
The golden auction. I know. The golden auction house listed the snack as sold on Sunday. 3-inch long flaming hot Cheeto in the shape of the Pokemon Charizard. It's in a clear card storage box. And there were 60 bids on the snack, and the winning bid was $72,000 plus a buyer's premium. So somebody spent $87,000 on a Cheeto.
Just so for people that don't know Charizard, he kind of looks like a dragon. It's,
yeah,
so
it's like
a dragon-shaped Cheeto.
So did somebody make that on purpose, or
no,
did it just come out of the Cheeto
they
machine?
I believe it was initially discovered and preserved sometime between 2018 and 2022. So somebody was crushing some flaming hot Cheetos, and they pulled one out and said, "Hey, this looks like Charizard. Let's put it up for auction."
I feel like this should just be a thing now. We should just constantly buy snacks and keep our eyes peeled for something that looks like something, because there's always a story like this, and people make so much money.
I mean, imagine finding a Pikachu Cheeto, Lauren.
Right?
You're a big Pokemon
fan. A Pikachu
fan.
Popcorn. You always get the Smart Pop.
Hey, go check out my Twitter, because on Valentine's Day, I opened a bag of Lay's, which I never eat chips, but I do with a tuna fish sandwich, and I found one that was shaped like a heart on Valentine's Day, and I posted it, and nobody offered me even a dollar for it, let alone thousands.
If you pulled a Lay's Charizard, you'd be
in the money.
Now.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, I ate it. What did you do with it? I mean,
I took a picture,
posted it, and ate it. Maybe I gave it to the dancing farmer. Maybe I said, here's my heart for Valentine's Day or something.
No chocolate for you, but here's a chip.
Everybody's texting in about the death of Gene Hackman and his wife. And yes, the dog probably, the dog was not fed or watered. And a clinician also said, she's only speculating, but if Gene Hackman's Alzheimer's was so far advanced, then she was the one giving him the medicine for his heart and everything else. And when she passed, he was no longer possibly able to dose his own stuff or remember to take it. The whole story is so sad. Lauren will have some of the details next in the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.